President John Mahama has appealed to the people of the Northern, Upper East and Upper West regions to allow the death of Professor Atanos to end the conflict there. This, he said, will be a lasting testimony to his memory as a peace broker. The president made the appeal when members of the Houses of Chiefs of the three regions called on him at the Castle Osu. The presidents of the three Houses of Chiefs congratulated President Mahama, a son of the Northern region, on his new appointment. Pascalina Dadevo reports.
The first to call on the president was the Northern Region House of Chiefs, led by its president, Anyabonwura Tuntumba Jakpaborisa. It was followed by the Upper East and then the Upper West. Their mission, as usual, was to congratulate the president, express their deepest condolences, and to pledge their support to the presidency in this moment of grief. The secretary to the Yabonwura, who spoke on his behalf, expressed the region's gratitude to the office of late President Mills for the many development projects in their traditional areas. It cited the Savannah Accelerated Development Authority, SADA, and the Fufuosu Solar Dam on Go Road, a project which presents multiple benefits to the region. The president of the Upper East Regional House of Chiefs, Sekoti Nabasigri Bewong, also lauded the good works of the late president, particularly for smoking the peace pipe between the Mapusis and the Kusasis. This, to them, is a rare humanitarian attribute. A delegation from the Upper West Region House of Chiefs, in a glowing tribute, mentioned the capitation grant, school feeding program, and the naming of a school in the region after Dr. Hela Lehman as some of the things the chiefs in the region will always be grateful for. President Mahama's common advice to all the three House of Chiefs was for them to put a stop to the petty conflict. He noted that touted as the poorest of the regions, there can only be development in an atmosphere of stability. He announced plans to develop the Wa Regional Hospital as well as others, which were pet projects of late President Mills.
My assurance is that for Barclays Bank to take over the financing of that project, the Wa Regional Hospital, and the other eight hospitals that were under that project, in the next 2 weeks, disbursements will begin so that the contractor can go to site and commence as quickly as possible the project. So I wish to assure you that in his memory, that hospital will be built and it will achieve the purpose for which it was being established. At the time he took over office, the three northern regions, Upper West, Upper East, and Northern region, had an average rural electrification of 27%, less than 30%. And so he quickly approved projects in all the three regions to electrify as many communities as possible. I call on you to support the government so that we continue the good works that he was doing.
As custom demands, the Northern, Upper West, and Upper East Regional Houses of Chiefs presented rams, bulls, sacks of yam, and cash as their contribution towards the funeral of late President John Mills.
Pascalina Dadevo reporting. Meanwhile, the Asante Hene Otunfor's 82 has expressed confidence in President Mahama to deliver. He has also stated his intention to support and fully participate in giving President Mills a befitting burial. Otunfor's 82's message was delivered to President Mahama at the castle when the Asante Mine Council, led by Dasebre Osaibunsu, called on him. Dasebre Osaibunsu extended the Asante Hene's sympathy and congratulations to President Mahama. He described the late president as a man with astute leadership qualities.